Rava says, no, that Shmuel learned pshat here that the Gazan stole the good field full of fruits. And first of all, the Gazan ate up the peiros. And secondly, the Gazan ruined the field. He digged ditches in the field. So therefore, when the Nigzal takes it away, he also has the right to collect the Karen, the fact you ruined my field, that I collect from Mishabodim, and I have a right to collect from you, the Gazan, you ate my peiros, that I only collect from the Chosam Mecher. But it has nothing to do with the Gazan sold it to somebody else, therefore it's not a kasha on Shmuel. This is the way Ravi answered it. Then the second verse we had was that Rabba Bar Rav Huna Omar, no, the case is going to Natlu Masikin. So it's talking about true, Ruvain stole the field from Shimon, and now when it was by Ruvain's field, Masikin means Goyim came and took it away from Ruvain. The government took it away, and it was because of the Gazan, they went to take away his property. So the law is the Gazan is chayav to pay back. Therefore, Bo Nigzal, when Nigzal comes now to collect, Ligvah is Karen, Goyim Mechosim Mishabodim. When he collects the value of the field itself from the Gazlin, he collects even from Mishabodim, from other fields that the Gazlin sold in between. And Bo Nigzal, Ligvah Peris, if the Nigzal want to come and collect the Peris that the Gazlin ate up or that the Masikim took away, Goyim Mechosim Bnei Chorin. He only collects from Bnei Chorin. So I call upon them, they both answer, we're not talking about where the Gazlin sold it to somebody else, because if the Gazlin sold it to somebody else, then the Lekech does not receive the Peiros, the Shrach, because that looks like ribbis. Now the Gemara explains, what do we need these two Terusim for? Like, why doesn't one hold from the other? The Gemara says, Rava Liyama Karaba Barafuna, Rava that said the case is that the Gazan himself ruined the field, did not want to answer the Teres of Rabba Barafuna, because it says a Loshen of Harehi Yoitza Mitachas Yodoi Bedinai Mashma. It's Mashma now that taking it away from the Nigzal, Bezdin, Mitzar Hadin. So according to you, Rabba Bar Rav Huna is talking about the Masikin, that other Goyim came and took it away from the Gazlin. So that's not called Notlu Miyodoi. Notlu Miyodoi, when it says Lashon of Harehi Yoitza, Mitachas Yodoi, Rava held that means Mitzad Bezdin. So therefore he does not want to learn it's Masikin, he'd rather mean the way he learns, that the Gazlin himself ruined the field, and now Bezdin is taking it away from him. Now why does the other one say his pshat? For Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Lo Yama Karova, no, he doesn't like Rava's pshat, because Harehi Yoitza Mitachas Yodoi Bina Mashma, that they take away the field right now from you is Mashma, they take away the whole field the way it was, not that way Rav said that the Gazan first dug ditches in the field. So Mashma know that the field was taken away the way he stole it. So therefore Rabbi Rav Huna has to say that Pshat is Kshenatlu Masikin. So that's why one doesn't learn like the other way. Now the Gemara says Ravashi says, I'll tell you, Litzotim Ketoni. Ravashi says it two different ways. Litzotim Ketoni. It's like this. Kagoin Shegozal Sodom Mechaveroi Mole Peris. If Ruvain stole the field that was full of Peris. Now, Vyokhalas a Peris, the Gazlin himself, first what he did was, he ate the Peris himself. The Gazlin himself ate up all the Peris. And then, Umokhares HaSodah. Then he sold the field to somebody else. And now later, Bezdin, We found out that it was a stolen property. So the Nigzal goes to Bezdin. Bezdin takes away the field from the Lekeach. So now the Lekeach, the one that bought it off the Gazan, has a tie back to the Gazan. Give me back my money. So true. Bo Lekeach, when Lekeach comes to collect his money back from the Gazlin, Ligvais Karen, when he collects the Karen, Goyvim Nechos to Mishabodim. For that, he could collect from Mishabodim. If the Gazlin owned fields before and sold it to somebody else, this Lekeach has the right to take away those fields. But that's all. The Lekech is only coming to get back his money for the field. The Peris, the Lekech didn't get, he didn't eat them. It was the Gazlin that ate the Peris. Therefore, Bo Nigzal, if the Nigzal now comes, Ligvois Peris, he says, listen, true, I got back my field, but when you stole it, it was full of Peris. You ate the Peris, pay me for that. The Lekech is, Goyvim Nechosim Bnei Chorin. True, the Gazlin has to pay back for the fruits that he ate, and that he has to pay back from Bnei Chorin. Therefore, there's no kasha on Shmuel. Again, we're not talking about the case that the Gazlin sold it to somebody else and the Lekeach gets the Shvach, because that Shmuel says no, the Lekeach only gets the Keren and not the Shvach, because if he'll get more than he paid for it, it looks like ribbis. Now the Gemara says, Bein l'rova, bein l'rava barav huna. According to both of them, milval pehu, all this is just a milval peh. Like we're talking about either the Gazlin himself ruined the field, or else other Mastikim took it away from the Gazlin. So I call upon him, now that you have to pay back for the field, it's like a gazelo, it's called a milva ba'peh, that's all. There was no shtar here. If so, o milva ba'peh ain't a goyvim nechosim shabadim. We know that there's no shtar involved, so there's no koil, people don't know about it, so you can't collect from a shabadim. That you have a right to collect from fields that were sold, that's only if there was a koil, a shtar. then the lokeh should have known and watched out. But the chur here by Igzela, there's no koil. Says so, why does it say the nigzal has a right to collect from Mishavadim? There's no kshtar here. So Mara says, yes. Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Kshigashomad bedin. We're talking about that the first they went to Bezdin. Rashi says, kshomad bedin means koidim shemach and achosif. Like the gazlan stole the field. And right away we caught him and we went to Bezdin. And Bezdin gave a psak already that you gazlan have to return the field. So it's a koil. Everybody knows now that it's a stolen field. And then the gazlan went and sold it to somebody else. In such a case, Rashi says, v'kiva on the chayiv of Bezdin, since Bezdin already said he's chayiv to pay back, it's like koila, everybody knows about it. It's so heavily kimil v'bishtar, that's considered like kimil v'bishtar, and therefore the lachri is yamanayin from mishabadim. That's the case here, even though there's no real shtar, but since it went through Bezdin already, everybody knows about it, that's a stolen goods, you shouldn't have bought it, therefore you're everybody knows that this guy is a ganif. Therefore, if he sells his property, people have to be careful that maybe it will be taken away. So therefore, if somebody buys the property off the gazlan, and later the lakeach wants to get his money back, and the gazlan doesn't have money, the lakeach has the right to go to the mishabadim. By the most of the kshom and bedin, for her that's open, and then the gazlan sold it to somebody else. For the mori hachi, if so, peris nami. So even the peris also you should collect from mishabadim. Like the chura, the case was he stole the field full of peris. So Bezdin paskin Israel that he has to pay, it's a koil on the Paris also. So Gemara says, no, kishamad bedin ala keren, ployamad bedin ala Paris. We're talking about when you first went to Bezdin, the only paskin so far that he stole the field. They didn't talk about the Paris, they didn't give up psak din on the Paris. Therefore, the Paris is called like a milvah ba'peh, it's not a koil, you cannot collect from Mishabah the money from Bnei Keren. So Gemara says, how do you know to say this? Oh, my piskol, like who told you this? That they made the din first on the kark and not on the Paris. Gemara says, yes, I'll tell you, Stama de Milsa most probably, ki tova inish karno, when a person goes to ask for something, a karno tova beresha, he first asks for his main property. Like if you know property was stolen from you, true it was full of peris, but the first thing you're interested about is getting back your property, getting back the karka. So the first thing you have a din tur is upon the karka itself. So therefore we're talking about that Bezdin first gave the psak on the karka that this karka is stolen. So it's a curl right now, everybody knows he's a gazlin, and you have to be careful if you buy property from him. And they didn't get around yet to make the din Torah on the Paris. That's why the Paris have no curl. Therefore, when you have to pay up the Paris later, you only pay from the chasim b'nei chayrin, not from Mishabadim. Now the Gemara says, V'sova Shmuel, is it true that Shmuel holds? V'sova Shmuel, l'keyach mi gazlin, lest le'shvacho, is it true that Shmuel holds? Again, that if a gazlan sells the field to somebody else, and that person, that lokech, puts money, invests money into the field, later when it's taken away from him, he only has a right to get back the money he paid for the field, but not for the shvach, the investment he put into the field. Is that true? I've omele Shmuel Rav Chinan the Bashelis. Shmuel said to his seifa, Rav Chinan the Bashelis. He was the seifa. So he told to him, Imlech, ask the people, the kosa, when you write up a shtar, write like this. Shufra Shvachol Peri, that the Shibuch Yibichal, that I'll pay you back from the best of my property for the Shvach and for the Peris. That if the Peris are taken away and for the money investment you put into the property, for both of them I'll have to pay you. Now, what kind of a shtar are we talking about over here? Rashi says, Imlech means Keshata, Kaisiv Shtar, when you write up a shtar, Himlech Vamoicher, ask the seller if he's accept upon himself. That if Lakeach loses the field, and will come back to you to collect the money, that you'll even pay him back for the peris that was taken away, and for the shvach, for the investment that he put into the field. So Lachruy, you see, according to Shmuel, there is a case that the Lakeach has the right to collect both the shvach and the peris. Now, Bamai, what type of a case are we talking about? What type of a shtar is this? If it's talking about time you owe somebody money, a balchoyv. So when you sell your property, like you have to tell the lakeach, give him a guarantee that in case my bachov, the person that I owe money to, comes and takes away the field from you, I'll pay you back for the peris and the shvach. So Mer says that can't be. Meyisle peri, does the baal chayv have a right to come and take away peris of the field? He doesn't have the right. For Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says baal chayv. That means if let's say you owe somebody money and you don't have money to pay him up, so locher is he has a right to go and take away the property that you sold. But when he takes away that property, Baal Choyv Goyves HaShvach, he could only collect the karka the way it is now, even though it's improved. But Shvach in Ava Paris Loi, but he can't collect the Paris. The Paris means, let's say the tree gave off fruits already, and you could pull off the Paris already to eat, those Paris, the Lakeach, cannot take away. So if so, there's no Achrayis for the Paris, because the Lakeach does not lose the Paris. Like if it's a question about Chayiv is taking away the field, the Bachov only takes away the field, but not the Peres. So where is there a case that Shmuel told this Leifa, like, be careful to write an Achrayis on the Peres and the Shvach? So Mora says, Elalav isn't it talking about, Pulatech Migazlin. Again, that Reuven was a Gazlin. He stole somebody's field. And now he sold this field to somebody else. So when you write up such a Shtar Mechira, give him an Achrayis, that in case later it's really true, found out that there's stolen goods, and it's taken away from me, I want you to have to pay me back for the investment, the improvement I put into the field, and for the Peres that's fully grown. So who you see in such a case, Shmuel agrees that Laker does collect the Karen and the Peres and the Shvach. So we see Shmuel holds not a Svarf and Ribbis. We don't say it looks like Ribbis. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, I'm a Rabbi Yosef, Hocha b'mayaskina, you know what we're talking about over here. That Shmuel told the Sefer to write an Achrayis in the Shvach and Peres also, going Shiesh Lekaka. We're talking about that the Gazan here has property. He has his own property. So since he has karka, therefore Rashi says, Legazlin zeh, shemagvil lokeh karka v'loy mois, tashla mechzik ribis. Like we're talking about when the Gazlin is going to pay back the lokeh, he's not going to give him back money, but he's going to give him back karka. So then it doesn't look like ribis. So the problem was, if the lokeh, the one that bought this field off the Gazlin, paid him $1,000. So if later the Gazlin will pay him back $1,100, it looks like ribis. So that's only if he pays back money. But now the Teretz says he pays back karka. If the Gazlin gives him back another piece of karka, then it doesn't look like ribis. So in such a case, when the Gazlin has karka, then there could be an achrayis that if this karka is taken away from the lakeach has the right to collect both the value of the karka and all the shvach and all the peres. Amalei Abayev, as Abayev said back, even so, v'chimuta lilvoy saw b'saw, b'malkim sheesh lakarka. Like, are you allowed to borrow a saw for saw? But that's an issa ribis. You're not allowed to borrow from somebody, let's say like a container of milk, I'm going to ask that I'll pay you back a container of milk next week. Because it looks like ribis. Because it could be today the bottle of milk was only worth $1. And maybe next week it'll be worth $1.05. So you give him back more. The mice to these things are mutter today. Small things like bottle of milk. So we always say swaras that people are not makbid like the meichel zeh zeh. But in a case where they're not meichel or a bigger quantity, you're not allowed to give one thing and nor do you pay me back the same thing later. Because it's mechzik ribis. So you want to tell me b'mokim the guy has kaka, then it's mutter. Like why? It's still mechzik ribis. So Amalei says that there's a big difference. Hosam halvo. When you're really borrowing something, that's an is. If it is ribis, it looks like ribis yiraisa, there were more machmer. When it looks like ribis yiraisa, then even though you have karka to pay back with, still it's awesome. But hocha zvini. Here really does Gazlin sold the field to the lakeach. True, it wasn't a good sale, because it was stolen goods. But he didn't do a mice of borrowing the money. He did a mice of zvini. Here it's only a mechzik ribis. It just looks like ribis with the rabbanin. Therefore, here b'mokim, when you have karka, the rabbanin will make them. And he could the army someone to say like this even. Omer Rabbi Yosef, hocha b'mayaskin. You know what we're talking about over here? Kagoyin shekhanu miyodoy. We're talking about that he made a kinyan in it. Is that the gazlin, like was mishabed himself to pay back for the peiris or pay back for the shvach? Not the pshat is our first paying it back to you later on after you put the shvach in, but I made a kinyan right now as if I owe it to you right now. I made a kinyan to pay you back for the shvach right now. So Rashi says, "Shekonu miyodoy al hashvach." I made a kinyan right now. To evelay mechuyev mishas hamecher. It's like I owe you the money from right now before I'm even using your money. So therefore, it doesn't look like I'm paying you back more money for ribis. Ribis is if you lend me money and then after I use your money, I keep it for a week. I pay you back more money, which I'm paying you back for the renting of the money. That's ribis. But over here, the reason why I have to pay you back the more money is not because you lent me the money, but right now, as soon as I'm selling you this field, when this Gazlin, this Reuven, sells the field to Reuven, he gives him a chrayis and makes a kinyan right now, that in case you make shvach on the property, and in case it's going to be taken away from you, I owe you that money right now. So the money they're going to pay you later is like as if I'm paying it to you right now. So when I pay you up right now, that's not ribis. Ribis is only after I get the money and use it, then I pay you for the use of the money. But here, konami yodo, it doesn't look like ribis. So Mara still, so Mara the kashan, omalei abaye abaye as the back, is this mutter? But v'chi mutter lilvoy saw b'saw b'mokim shekonami yodo. In the case we really want to borrow a saw for saw, a pound of flour for a pound of flour, is that mutter even b'konami yodo? Like it's still mechzik ribis. So again, omalei said back true, hosam halvo. When it's a real loan, when I lend you money, then it's mechzik ribis. For Achizvini, here Lamaisa there's no real ribis involved. But here Lamaisa the Gazlin is selling the karka. It's only a ksas mechzek ribis, since the sale really doesn't take place. So here we say with another ksas nif of konami yadoi, here the Rabbanim will make them. Goof, what we just said before, Omar Shmuel, Baal Choyv Goy Vesashvach, if a Baal Choyv, like if Reuven owes somebody money, and Reuven sold his property to somebody else, and now when the Baal Choyv comes to Reuven and says, pay me up, Reuven says, I have no money, so the Baal Choyv has the right to take away that property. So when the Baal Choyv takes away the property, let's say the loan was $1,000. The property now is only worth $800. But since this Lekech put investments into the field, made it worth more, now it's worth $1,000. So the Baal Choyv has a right to take away the Shvach also. That's what Shmuel said. That Baal Choyv gave us a Shvach. And Omar Rav said, hey, I'll bring you proof. Shekein Choysev Lei Moichel Lekech. This is the way the Moichel writes in the Shtar. Whenever he sells the field, he writes a Shtar Achrayis like this. Ano mi Eikum, I'll get up. The Ash